Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Love Truth Ministries, the Love Truth Ministry Show. I am standing in for my wonderful sister, Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. I am her sister, Cynthia Jahi of the Jasaris Love Show. And Kim should be with us shortly. She had an errand to take care of with our mom. For those of you who have been listening, our mom is 91, and sometimes we have to take turns doing a few things for her and with her. We are so thankful to be on the show. We want to first of all thank this platform called Blog Talk Radio for being such a blessing in our life and being able to share with you, the listening audience, our views, our experiences, our hopes, our aspirations, our prayers for a better planet. My sister is a very wonderful person. I've enjoyed today stepping in for her for a few seconds, and she stepped in for me for the Just Always Love Show. So it's a good thing having a sister. It's a blessing having her as a sister. Her topic has been springtime. And as you know, there's a reason and there's a season for everything. And speaking of season, I'm going to take this moment also to thank all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners and those people who will spread the word for my sister Kim of Love Truth Ministry. Being a real brother and a real sister, by being able to spread this message of hope and peace and love, that's what Love Truth Ministry is all about, and truth. Being able to send this off to your friends and family so that more people can have a different perspective on some of the things that are going on in and about our world. So I think I've done that. I did my thank yous, and we're very thankful. And, of course, we are thankful for this day, another day. Every day is another opportunity to be just so much more thankful. Again, our topic is springtime. And there's a reason for all the seasons, and we're entered springtime. It may not feel like it to you if you're in this northeast corridor of the United States. As a matter of fact, I think across the country, there has been a few moments of doubt as to have we actually entered springtime. But it is indeed springtime, and we're thankful for springtime. And being in this particular part of the country, we can experience it. We can enjoy it from all the way up to from Maine, all the way pretty much down till you get about to South Carolina, because it tends to be pretty nice in Georgia and Florida, states like that. I think that they may really only experience two of the seasons. That might be summer and winter. You know, not a harsh winter, but, you know, summer and maybe winter. I have to ask my sister-in-law who lived down there in Georgia, and check around and see what people think about it in Florida. It's just such a blessing. We just she has a song by Holland Davis, and it was her theme for the day. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. It's springtime. Let the praises of the King rise among us. Let it rise, let it rise. Oh, let it rise, let it rise. And we just want to be able to be thankful for each of these seasons, because each season brings something different. We don't know all the things that spring will always bring. We kind of know some of the things. We expect there to be a lot of rain in springtime. They say that April showers bring May flowers. And we expect it to be a lot of rain in April. And then we expect the flowers to bloom, and we expect to hear the birds tweeting and twerking and, well, tweeting, I'm about twerking. And we expect to see the squirrels out more often, although I've been keeping an eye on those squirrels. They've been pretty busy all winter. We expect to be able to change our clothes, take off that heavy winter coat, put those heavy boots away, take those heavy turtlenecks off. I have not been able to do that yet. But we expect to be able to do that very soon. The temperatures to be more around the 60s and the 70s. They've been in the 40s and the 50s, and they've hit 60s and 70s like for one day in the Maryland area. I know North Carolina has had it in the 80s. we have these things that we expect, and they are the things, they're also the things that we don't expect. We pretty much have faith, as Kim talks about the process of wisdom, Hebrews 11, chapter 1st and 10th verse, the King James Version, about this having faith that the seasons are going to be what we expect them to be. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we kind of know from we've seen it before, but we have faith that it's going to come back around again. And so we just have that faith that we're going to get some rain in the springtime, and then those beautiful flowers are going to bloom, that the bees are going to be out. And the big bees, the bumblebees, are already out. And we've seen a couple of other wasps and things like that. They're out, the little hoppity creature. I'm about to ask and see what that creature is, that they're out. And at the same time, being able to totally appreciate what it is that we have. Being able to appreciate what God, our God, has provided for us by providing us these changes in the weather, this change called springtime. We're coming out of winter and we're going into this beautiful season called springtime. It's an awesome, awesome thing when I really think about it. The beauty of spring. Oh, my God. Someone is speeding through this neighborhood. The beauty of springtime is just an awesome, awesome thing. It kind of caught me off guard. This person was speeding so fast, coming around the curve. I don't know how they did that. So we'll just do a little prayer for that person who is in a hurry. Maybe they're in a lunchtime here, and hopefully there's no family emergency. But I'll do a prayer for people who speed because maybe they're late for something, maybe they're anxious for something, and maybe they're worried about something, and they believe they have to get there fast. But I'm just going to pray that they slow down so they can get where they have to go safely. Have to do that. Okay, getting back to the theme for the Love Truth Ministry, springtime. Spring is in the air. You smell it. You smell it in the flowers. It's just a good time. And even when it rains, it smells good when it rains in springtime. I just love it. And I've been walking kind of in between the rain and the sun, and it's been nice. I haven't been out in any of the hard rain, so I've enjoyed it. But I have to tell you, I enjoy one of God's sons and daughters. I enjoy what the Creator has for us as far as the rain and the way the sun can come up and just come out and just dries everything out. And I know I say come out, but it's always that. I realize the clouds have covered it, but that's how we say it, you know. We say come out. And so that's how we do that. But it's just appreciating has for us. And it's just an amazing, amazing experience. You know, when you are experiencing these things, share them with your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. You know, you might want to just ask them, did you feel that breeze? Did you smell those flowers? Did you enjoy, you know, the springtime? Did you go to a fair or festival? Ooh, this is such a good time to go to fairs and festivals. And the church that we attend, Psalmist Baptist Church, has a lot of events. And as the spring and summer progress into those times of the year, there's the opportunity to get outside and enjoy the fresh air that God has provided for us so freely, and the water and the sights and sounds of springtime. Again, there's a season and there's a reason for all the seasons. And just like we have springtime and the physical of the spring that we know is the season that follows winter, we have these seasons in our lives. We have the quiet, stay in the house, coldness, time in our life when things seem to be kind of moving really, really slow, and we're kind of resting. I call that my winter. And I actually do that in the wintertime. I actually kind of hibernate to a certain degree. And I know, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I have a network marketing business. But I don't care about any of that. I just care about what God has
the way God has laid things out for us. And I get a lot out of that. I get a lot out of being able to just, you know, I don't have a fireplace, but I do just enjoy being in a warm environment. I can't have chocolate these days, boy, but I love a cup of hot chocolate in the wintertime. And even a good movie, or there are some good TV shows. You know, everything's not horrible out here. You can find something good that's out there. And so I enjoy those moments and those things, and being in my mom and the family, and just relaxing, listening to some good music. Or if my husband and I are doing certain things together, you know, just getting out and about, or home relaxing with him, or traveling with him someplace, and just being, knowing I'm going to be out in the snow, and I'm going to come in, and we're staying at a hotel, and most of them do have fireplaces and things like that, and being able to enjoy that for a few minutes, and that's all a part of just slowing down and enjoying what the Creator created for us. And then spring comes, and you feel that vibrance. You feel that life that spring gives you. And it's the same thing with your life. Now you awaken. Your senses are awakened. Your energy is awakened. Maybe a problem that you were going through that felt like winter, that feeling of coldness, that feeling of being lost, now you've overcome, and you've come through that season in your life, and you feel like you can take on the world, or you can take on the next moment anyway, right? And you feel like you have a little bit more confidence in what you are about to do. So we have seasons in our lives, the seasons that we know, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall, and then there's a season in our lives of silence, a season of being still, a season of being calm, a season of being inward. And then there's a season of stepping out, gaining some confidence, trying new things, being appreciative, taking your coat off. And taking your coat off can also mean opening yourself up, your heart out to things, and opening your mind up to different things. And it's a lot of ways of looking at that. My sister will come back in and will give you more of the biblical parts of this information. But I'm just going to give you, my take on it. And this is just an exciting time of year for me. I've already written down one of the things I want to do is do something new every week. Do something new every week. That might mean going someplace physically new. It might mean tasting a new food. Believe it or not, I just really began eating avocados. Well, God's had them on the planet like forever, but I just, began actually desiring to eat them. And I love them. They're really good. I don't really particularly do anything called guacamole. I just like to eat it like it is. Like they dip into it and stir it up and maybe put some seasoning on it. There might be guacamole. I don't know if you call it what it is. But I do enjoy it. And see, that was experiencing what the Creator already has on the planet for us. It's already there. I have been experimenting with different other kind of beans. You know, I kind of was a lima bean, navy bean, pencil bean, black-eyed pea kind of a person. And now I'm doing actual lentils, which I'm like, wow, they're lightweight. They're healthy. They give me energy. Again, experiencing and enjoying something so simple that God has already given to us. This is the food of the earth that God has given us, things that are actually already healthy. My family has increased our berry intake. We always had strawberries, but now we are eating many, many more blueberries. Every week we get blueberries. We get raspberries, and we get the blackberries every week. And it's such a difference in how I feel. The energy is different. This is God's gift to us. And all of many of these foods are available all year long because we can ship them across the country. But knowing that somebody's going to be planting their blueberries, they probably already had planted them, especially in the Mississippi area. And there's going to be a huge blueberry harvest and raspberries and blackberries. So it's just fun, you know, being able to have these. When I lived in North Carolina and when I lived in New Orleans, it was an opportunity to go out and you could just pick them at different places. Your strawberries. I went on a trip with a class that I was TA at, technical advisor for this class, technical assistant, in a kindergarten, a first grade class. And we went on the trip, you know, to go to the strawberry farms. And you are able to pick, you pay for and you pick X amount of, you fill your little bucket up, straw basket up with as many strawberries as you can get. So it's a lot of fun, and it's working with what the Creator has given us, food from the earth. So it's taking care of the earth. That's very important also, so that we can get some good, healthy food from the earth. But springtime, you know, allows us to do so many more things and to open ourselves up to so many more things. It's a refreshing time. It's a renewal time. The birds come out. You know, a lot of animals have mated, and they're going to be having their offspring all during this time. So it's a good time for renewal and replenishing of the planet. That's one of the things that happens. My sister Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry has been sharing the gospel for several years now. She started, as I remember, from going to Gospel Tabernacle, and then from there she attended a couple of other churches, and now she's at New Psalmist, and she's a fairly new member, maybe been there for 2 years now. But she's been enjoying the fellowship at these different places. And it's been like a winter, springtime experience as we, you know, when you go to a church, you know, it's kind of like the winter, right? You're feeling your way, you know. You don't know how everything's going to work out, maybe a little slow in how you approach things. And then springtime in your life happens when you begin to get used to how the building is designed. Where do you go for this and go for that? What committees you can belong to, what classes you can take. We're getting all jazzed up because at the Psalmist, they have this really good event called Jamming in Jeans. I think they're going to rename it this year. And it's ladies, and we get together, and we just jam. We dance. We have a good time. And my mom, who's 91, Miss Edith Williams, oh, boy, she enjoys that. She's not a person doing a lot of walking, but she does like to do some moving the shoulders and do some dancing to the music. And that's what spring does. It just livens you up. It brings the life into you. And it allows you to really, really, really see so much more of the blessings that the Creator has for us. You know, like I was saying before, you know, you've got the rain coming through, and some of it could be chilly, and then as the season progresses near the end of April or early May, you begin to go into the rain gets warmer. And for those of us who do gardening, my husband loves to garden, the experiences can be different because you have the things that you're able to plant, get out there and you know, take care of the yard, hoe the yard, and turn the soil. Only making sure everything is healthy there, and just being able to know that you're going to have a good crop coming out for the spring. And it's the same thing for yourself, taking care of your mind, your soul, taking care of the information that goes into your brain. And the main thing is that it's good information, it's healthy information. You're putting yourself in a healthy environment, so that out of you can come positive things, positive ideas, positive words, positive actions. Very, you know, important. So I have a lot of, you know, different ways of looking at springtime, a lot of analogies, the physical, again, the mental, the emotional. The thing is appreciating the transition from the winter in your life and the springtime of your life. You know, the winter of your life may mean that for those of you who are in school, maybe the grades were just really bad. Maybe you just couldn't figure out that math. Maybe you just really couldn't figure out how to really make a good sentence, or you're shy and you've got to be called to the in front of the class to speak, and you're like trembling in your boots. You know, you're like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this. Maybe you struggle remembering the facts, the dates, the situations from history. You know, having to remember, you know, what happened in 1822, and you know, who came across the Atlantic Ocean and all that type of thing. And maybe you're not the art person you would like to be. Oh, boy, if you're like me, maybe you're not the rope climber that they want you to be in gym class. I was not a rope climber. I did like tumbling, though. I like jumping over the horse and doing forward rows and eventually doing the backwards rows and things like that. I like the horse and the walk and things like that. Couldn't do a thing with those rings, though. You see, everybody has their thing that they're either good at or they're not good at, and that's just the way that is. You're either good at some things and you're not good at some things, but as you enter from the winter part of your life into the spring part of your life, you just begin to see more and more what you're going to be good at and what you may not be good at. But it's okay, because spring's going to come around again. We think we're going to do all things the right way the first time, even the first year of our life, but sometimes it takes a while. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You may not be ready for some things. They just need to be introduced to you, but you may not be ready. So sometimes it takes a while to mature and do the things that you're supposed to be able to do. The phone rang and it kind of took my mind away from all the things that I was trying to share. But I was just basically just talking about how, you know, you progress in life and you're able to get better and better at what it is that you have to do. But you have to give it time. So you come out of the winter of, again, struggling with something, maybe a relationship, and now you're into the spring of things are better. Things are starting to smooth out. There's joy. There's sunshine. And there's just a better feel about what's all going on. Just remember, whether you're in the winter part of what's going on or you're in the spring part of what's going on, to be thankful for the opportunity to just to live and make it through whatever it is that you're going through. That's the hardest part. A lot of times people talk about, oh, just go ahead and get over it. You need to get through that. You need to get over that when things happen to people. But what it is that you have to go through the entire season. Allow yourself to if this is something you're struggling with, just go ahead and work your way through it. If it makes you a little bit sad and down, hey, accept that as it is, because you might need to be. You might need to be a little bit frustrated. Sometimes people think that frustration is bad, but can you imagine the people who are the inventors, how frustrated they probably were trying to get that light bulb to work, trying to get that yellow, green, and red light for the traffic light to work, trying to get the leather on the shoes to work. And then when each one of these inventors were able to figure it out, how elated, how overjoyed they were, even though they may have done some things 10,000 times before they got it right. Do you think they were happy when they went to the 70th time of trying something? Do you think they were jumping for joy on the 700th time of doing something? Sometimes they may have been, because they could see a glimmer of hope. They could see where on the 700th try, they got that much closer to getting it done right. And when they got to the 900th time, they're getting that much closer to getting it right. Maybe it's Michael Jordan trying to get those 10,000 balls into the basketball hoop from this particular angle. Maybe it was Tiger Woods. Maybe it was President Barack Obama trying to make that decision, just trying to ponder that decision. All of us have those moments. And if we take a deep breath and we blow it out, and I've been told to get up in the morning and do 21 of them. I saw this thing on Mind Valley, mindvalley.org, and the gentleman was talking about taking 21 breaths in and out early in the morning to really get your day started, cleansing your system, putting yourself in an alkaline type of a mode. And when we do that, you know, you'd be surprised of how
you're able to control, whether you're in the winter part of your life or you're going into the spring part of your life, because you're making a decision to elevate yourself and make yourself happier and healthier as you go through these different situations and challenges. Using meditation and prayer can help you also. I've gotten used to telling myself, and this too shall pass, and this too shall pass. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. There are different things that people say to make themselves, to help themselves be stronger at what they do. And this too shall pass, being able to say that, say the serenity prayer. Some things are not for you to take care of. They're definitely for the Creator to take care of. Learning how to stay in our lane. Oh, boy, that's one that I had to work on, especially back in the early 2000s. Yeah, staying in my lane. I think I'm getting better at that, staying in my lane. I still involve myself in different things because, you know, that's part of our responsibility is being stewards of the planet and being our brothers and sisters' keepers. And you know, our children don't like it. We have to be their keepers too sometimes. they don't want to be bothered with us sometimes, but we do and say things only because we truly, truly love them. We truly do. And we only can tell them based on our perspective and our experiences. But we have the springtime of our life. We come out of the harsh winter of our life. So some people may not have been harsh because if you're like me, I love snow. I love making snowmen. I love laying out in the snow, making snow angels. I like walking in the snow. I like looking at the snow. I don't mind being out in it as long as I'm dressed properly, nice and warm. I got everything on. But boy, do I like spring. I like spring with its oranges, its pinks, its greens, its yellows, its, you know, just vibrant colors. I love it. And actually, I mix all the colors together. I have purple in there, too. I have those reds. If you ever really looked at all the different plants out there, you see a lot of colors, peach and pink and, I mean, really reds and burgundies. Really, there's a lot of colors in the flowers that the Creator made. It blows my mind how awesomely beautiful. And the birds, I enjoy the birds. And I just want to share with you, the Creator has given us these things to see. He gave us eyes to see and ears to hear. Take the time to get up in the morning and hear the birds. Step out of your house and listen to the birds chirping. If you live anywhere where you can hear birds, you would just love it. I believe that 99% of the people would love to hear those birds chirping. And when you can see them, take a closer look at the little speckles of color on their wings and on their bodies. And if you're ever anywhere around ducks and things, also take advantage of looking at that. Again, this is Love Truth Ministries, the show about Kim Williams. And you can connect with this show just by going to Love Truth Ministries. She has a website. Look up Kim Williams on Facebook. You can just look up K-I-M Williams on Facebook, and you'll be able to connect with her there. And she'll go into more detail about springtime, the springtime of our life. Also, she has a travel business called Purpose Driven Travel One. Make sure you take advantage of that. Got a lot of exciting trips coming up with www.grouptrips.com/Purpose Driven Travel One. And also, she has a business called YouFindItHereShopping.com. www.YouFindItHereShopping.com. We look forward to hearing from you. We thank you for listening in. I am her sister, Cynthia Jahi, of the Jasari's Love Show, another totally different platform, the Home Based Business 101 platform. But look for Ms. Kim Williams back here next week, the Love Truth Ministries, which will be coming on at 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. We thank you. May God bless you. Have a glorious week. And make sure you take a deep breath and smell the flowers. Enjoy the rain. Listen for the birds and watch the birds and enjoy the squirrels. May God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you so very much.